our capital markets assumptions and the past, how did we do? It is difficult to make predictions, especially about the future. Danish proverb. At the end of every year, Callen updates our long-term capital markets assumptions. These projections for return, risk, and correlation are used to inform the strategic planning process for all of our clients. Their main purpose is to help clients design efficient portfolios. They are also used to form expectations for 10-year total portfolio returns to assist in a variety of planning exercises. It is on this second score that we will focus today. The question that we often get from clients is, how have you done in the past when predicting the future of the capital markets? The short answer is, not too badly. We took a look back to our projections in 1989 and examined the record of Callen's 10-year forecasted returns for a simple portfolio made up of 60% global equity, 30% U.S. fixed income, and 10% private U.S. real estate. Our analysis provides several valuable lessons that can benefit institutional investors as they assess how to understand and use capital markets assumptions. First of all, it shows that our projected returns for this portfolio have for the most part been on a steady decline since 1989. This is a reflection of a secular drop in inflation expectations, bond yields, and the equity risk premium. Secondly, and more pertinent to this discussion, we found that actual returns have generally been within one standard deviation of our projected returns over the subsequent period, though on the low side more often than the high side. The glaring exceptions are the 10-year periods ended in 2008 and 2009. Unique to these two periods is the fact that they each contained not one but two major collapses in the equity market: the dot-com bubble in 2001 to 2002, and the global financial crisis in 2008. Individually, each of these collapses represented a 2 to 3 standard deviation event on the downside. When they are included in the same 10-year period, they completely overwhelm the projection numbers that we and our clients were working with 10 years earlier. Actual performance in the most recent observation was right in line with our projection as equity markets continued their ascent in 2024, S&P 500 up 25%, after returning over 26% in 2023. Bond returns were low but positive in 2024, Bloomberg aggregate up 1.3%, after a 5.5% return in the prior year. To us, the key takeaway from this exercise is that capital markets projections, ours and those of our peers, are generally good for describing a range of reasonable potential outcomes for a diversified portfolio. They are not, however, especially good at making point estimates of the return for any given 10-year period, especially when it includes a catastrophic financial crisis. This makes them effective tools for designing efficient portfolios and for simulating the risk of financial variables. When it comes to predicting the future, however, perhaps George will sum it up best when he said, "The future has a way of arriving unannounced."